Welcome to a very special school run. This is the school run I'm doing on the day of my 60th birthday. So as I
roll... Happy birthday, Daddy!
Thanks, Grace. So as I roll down the hill from Glenmire to my local river, into streaming sun, autumnal beauty, and join the queue at the bottom of the hill, and the iPad gets turned on in the back seat of the car, I just want to think a little bit about what it's like to take my 5-year-old daughter to school when you're 60 years of age. Now, there was a time in my life when it would have been horrifying, the notion of having a daughter of 5 when I'm 60. But my own father had his first child when he was 52-ish. Yeah, 52, I think he was, when I was born. So I may have got that wrong under the excitement of the moment. But the main thing is that he was certainly in excess of 50. So I'm a few years older than my dad was, but I have a wonderful model example ahead of me for what it's like to be an older father. Nothing prepared me for my 60th birthday this morning when I woke up, when I was woken by lots of excitement from Grace's mother and herself. And everything was going along in a kind of quite normal, conventional birthday day until the taxi didn't turn up, meaning that my wife's taxi didn't turn up and she had to go to Dublin for an important meeting. And I had to quickly throw clothes together, hop into her car and drive it into Cork Station. So the day began in great drama because that was an unscheduled departure. And I may have broken a few rules of the road in on the way to the train station. But I'm now back coming to the lights here at 24 minutes past 8 this morning. The traffic seems heavier than usual, but I think I'm about 3 or 4 minutes later than usual. And I'll pause the recording and think a little bit more about what I want to say to you. The main thing, I suppose, is that I'm thinking a lot about birthdays. Birthdays. When you... but this is meant to be a boo about a school run, so I'm all confused. I'm discombobulated. So I'll just blurt it out. I think that when you get to being 60 years of age, you should not go quietly. You should not hide under the covers. You should not wish you were 59 or 49 or 39. You've achieved a lot. A lot of people don't reach 60 rather. So you've achieved a lot. It's a worthy staging post, and it's certainly a great position from which to reflect back on what the earlier part of your life is and get yourself ready for the next part of your life.
I got 10, Daddy! I got 10!
I think that's Dora Crystal. Is that Dora Crystal Kingdom? Wow, that is it, you see? That's what it is, Dora Crystal Kingdom. So here we are, incoherent boo, I call this. Be proud of your age, that's what I've been saying. I've had the most extraordinary good wishes from people coming into me, and I'll find a way of thanking everybody more appropriately when I'm more collected. At the moment, I'm still getting ready for driving towards the Dunkettle roundabout right along this little local river here. Now, when I was driving along the river earlier, there was evaporation rising as the day warmed up. And the police are out in Glenmire this morning. Oh my God, there has been a car crash. There has been a car crash in Glenmire, and nobody looks like they're hurt, but the police are in attendance and a car has been run off the road. That's a short distance from the entrance to the Vienna Wood. Okay, look, I just want to say today is the day, and the gods of weather have granted me the dispensation of sunlight and sharp air, and it couldn't be better. And okay, the secret is I got a real big boy's camera for my birthday, and I haven't a clue how to use it, and but this kind of weather looking out inspires me. Okay, look, lots of love to you all. Talk to you later, as I just get to this Dunkettle roundabout. Oh no, this is the Glenmire roundabout, and it's looking fairly clear. Okay, continuing the school run later. Bye.